My guest at this time is Cammie Mueller. She's the communications director at Vote for Marriage NC. That's voteformarriagenorthcarolina.com. And that is the state where this coming Tuesday, there will be a major referendum on the ballot. A few weeks ago, we thought the Republican presidential primary would be the main feature on the ballot in the Tar Heel state. But now that that nomination is largely settled, the definition of marriage in North Carolina is taking center stage. And Cammie, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Talk about how this initiative got rolling and why you believe this amendment is necessary.
The issue of marriage has been a hot topic in North Carolina for over a decade. The General Assembly has sort of played this proverbial hockey match, hitting the puck back and forth. And after a decade of that, North Carolinians finally have the opportunity to vote for marriage as being between one man and one woman on their North Carolina ballot on May 8th.
And what exactly does the amendment say?
The exact legal wording that North Carolinians will see on their ballot is very simple and straightforward. It says marriage between one man and one woman is the only domestic legal union that shall be valid or recognized in this state. And also, there's a second congruent sentence that will be put on the Constitution and law if this is passed, and that continues to say, this section does not prohibit a private party from entering into contracts with another party, nor does this section prohibit courts from adjudicating the rights of private parties pursuant to such contracts. So the first sentence sort of lays out what this will do, and the second sentence is sort of the qualifier for what it will not do.
Go into that just a little bit more. Why do you feel the second part is necessary? What does that clarify?
Well, I think this is just to clarify the arguments that our opposition, those against the Marriage Protection Amendment, are giving to the public, and to clarify in greater detail what this amendment will not interfere with. And this amendment will not interfere with couples or the benefits that they receive. It will not impact domestic violence laws or interfere with existing child custody or visitation rights. It doesn't impact trusts, wills, or end-of-life directives. There are a lot of things that this amendment will not touch. But the point of this amendment, the purpose, rather, is really foundational, and that's that the union of one man and one woman has been the definition of marriage since before North Carolina has even been a state, and really since the United States has even been a country. And this is about preserving that definition for generations to come.
We're talking with Cammie Mueller, Communications Director at Vote for Marriage North Carolina. That's voteformarriagenc.com if you're looking for them online. As you well know, Cammie, the argument from the other side is that this is essentially writing discrimination into the state constitution, and the constitution should be about expanding rights, not limiting them. How do you rebut that?
Well, I think that these discrimination claims are really nothing more than a smokescreen. Those opposed the Marriage Protection Amendment from the beginning really knew that they were fighting an uphill battle, and here we see that they're continuing to grasp for straws by making character assassinations and pulling things out of context, and the list continues. So the discrimination argument really, to me, is sort of a moot point. It's a distraction from the real issue, and the real issue is preserving marriage as the union between one man and one woman. And the majority of North Carolinians, I believe, and polls are indicating, will be voting for this amendment on May 8th on their ballot.
We've obviously covered this debate in other states, most recently in Maryland. And obviously, on the one hand, you have those in favor of a same-sex marriage saying it's not the government's business what we do. Yeah, they shouldn't deny us this and so forth. But those who are in favor of establishing traditional marriage as the only definition of marriage often say that it goes well beyond the realm of individual couples. It ends up expanding into education and other areas where there's almost, in their word, indoctrination. Is that what you're looking at as well?
Right. Well, I think there are innumerable negative consequences if this Marriage Protection Amendment does not pass. One of the potentialities that is really the most sobering to me is that in states that have failed to pass a Marriage Protection Amendment, children as young as second grade are being taught that homosexuality is normal. But the facts are clear, and that children deserve to be raised by a mother and a father. While two moms can raise a child, a mother cannot substitute as a father. They serve different roles. And, you know, every marriage may not produce a child, but every child is a product of their mother and their father. And this is the only union that exists that accurately and efficiently rears children to be successful and participating citizens in our state and our country. And that's just sort of one branch of negative consequences that we could potentially see if this amendment does not pass on May 8th.
What are the polls looking like? I know even if they're looking good, you probably don't want to take anything for granted, but what are the latest numbers showing?
Going into this long journey, they were initially very, very strong on our side. And as the opposition, those against the amendment, have brought up some falsehoods, some scare tactics, and deceptive claims, we've seen the numbers do some fluctuation. We've seen that we've lost ground as North Carolinians become more and more confused. Though in the last week, we are also seeing that these numbers are holding and even increasing as more and more clarity is being cast upon the purpose and the breadth of this amendment.
Not to belabor the point, but what is that number that's holding steady?
Well, of course, different polls show different things, and I do not have the numbers in front of me to be able to testify to any, but I will say that they look good. And I think that the continued character assassinations from really specific people, from those against the amendment, is really a testimony to those numbers standing firm. They know that their deceptions are not holding up, and that the North Carolinians are astute and smart, and they're reading the facts and knowing the truth about this amendment. They're able to squash those falsehoods. So we're seeing them stand firm, and I'm fairly confident that we will see a victory on May 8th, and it's an exciting journey to be on.
There's a little bit of a surprise on your side of this debate in the last few days when relatively conservative North Carolina Congresswoman Renee Elmers said that she would not be voting in favor of the proposed amendment because she said it did not allow for civil unions to go forward. She said that should be treated as a very different legal status than full-fledged marriage. What was your reaction to her reaction to the amendment?
My understanding is that Congresswoman Elmers made a stand on this several months ago. Though recently, she's launched a commercial that really is mildly confusing. It seems that she was whistling a different tune by portraying her stance on marriage as fighting for traditional marriage. And I think she is misguided in her stance, and I would urge her to reconsider and to seek out those she represents, because the majority of them are in favor of this, just like the majority of North Carolinians are in favor of the Marriage Protection Amendment. And we have heard reports of many people going to vote strictly for this referendum. And I think we will see across the board that candidates will be either positively or negatively affected by how they placed themselves and stood for this preservation of marriage between one man and one woman.
Cammie, we'll have to leave it there. I know it's going to be a sprint for you till Tuesday. Thanks for taking the time to be with us.
No problem. Thank you so much, Greg.
Cammie Mueller is Communications Director at Vote for Marriage North Carolina. That's voteformarriagenc.com if you want to check out more of the case for the amendment online. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.